it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Max Hirsch covers all things Vanderbilt, also the play-by-play man on the women's basketball side of things. He does baseball games. He does it all. He's now in studio with us. Max, how you doing?
Good. I also used to produce this radio show. I don't know if you guys remember.
No, we do remember that. You did a really good job until you just were whisked away by the folks on West End.
Yes. I produced the morning show today, actually.
Yeah?
It's fun. Different.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you stuck around for us.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tim Corbin, they've got, you know, big expectations again. Imagine that. They are the champs. And so everybody's predicting them to be, you know, right back in the same place they were last year. So tell us about this Vanderbilt team. They've actually got out there and they're starting to get things going. We always know it's tough, but Tim Corbin always finds ways. They're going to be playing games in the month of February. Usually he finds some warm spots to do that early on. So how do you see this thing stacking up for them?
Yeah, they got back on the field last Friday, officially, 3 weeks before the first game is when the NCAA window to start truly practicing on the field again starts. And the main thing I will say coming into this season to the fans of this Vanderbilt team is just remember how much of a machine last year's team was down the stretch. Because our brains have been retrained that every play is going to be made. Every decision is going to be correct. And this 2020 team will be really, really good. And will contend to get to Omaha and potentially win another national title. They have the ability to do it. But right off the bat, we got to remember, this is not last year's team. There will be some growing pains. There are a lot of new faces. But this is a really good group. It feels like pitching is going to lead the way as of now. I wouldn't be totally shocked if that changes over the course of the season and the lineup really steps up.
I remember telling Tim Corbin last year pretty early on, I said, you have relied on pitching so much over the years, but it looks like this team is actually going to hit and score you a lot of runs and help your pitching out, and he agreed completely. So you think there is going to be a dip with this year when it comes to hitting and plating as many guys as they did last year?
I think so. I think it's just natural. With what the lineup looks like now, you're bringing back three of your nine hitters from that last game last year. So, I mean, you're losing six guys. And within that group, it's the steady seniors, Julian Infante and Ethan Paul, Steven Scott. So those three are gone. That's three of the six who left. And then guys who are probably going to be in the majors in 3 years or 4 years, in J.J. Bladé, who's going to start this year in Double-A, his first full pro season in Double-A. And then Pat DeMarco and Phil Clark, who I love to get to the majors at some point soon. So those are the guys you lost.
That's it. And not only is their future bright, but those guys were just great college hitters, right? Whether they ever play in the majors or not, the experience.
Yeah.
The at-bats that they had.
They barely watched a pitch from the dugout in their careers.
I mean, that's...
They were in every inning of every game.
So the talent, it will be there, right, Max? Fair to say? But the experience level, these guys that a lot of them... They've either been watching these guys, observing them from the dugout, not playing as much at Vanderbilt, or just coming in from high school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So who are the key? Let's start with Austin Martin. Where will they play him?
I think he will be at third base like he was last season.
He's the guy I really want to know. Like, what's the next step? What does this year look like for him?
Well, I think smart money says he'll be picked in the top five in the MLB draft in June.
Right.
I think there's a chance he could be the first overall pick, but some of it depends on what happens with Georgia's Emerson Hancock, pitcher, who's supposed to be number one right now. The other guy ahead of him is Spencer Torkelson, the big slugger from Arizona State. So some of it depends on the season that those guys have. But Martin has put himself in an amazing position to be drafted in the top five without ever playing the position that these scouts think he's going to play in the majors, which is shortstop. But it looks like he's going to be the third baseman for this Vandy team, and he was great there last year. But for the most part, I think it depends on who steps up and fits in other places. And right now, that's got him at third base because Carter Young, a freshman, seems to be holding down shortstop. And then the other option is center field. And I think he will probably see some time there just because there are a few more sure commodities in the infield than the outfield. And they've got an infielder in the outfield right now in sophomore Tate Colwick.
This is typical Tim Corbin, right? He eyes his recruits with athleticism and versatility. So they come in having played, I mean, a lot of them have played shortstop. And then from shortstop, you can play almost anywhere. So they come in with the ability to play different places because they want to find the most options to get the best guys on the field. So what,
right. And that's Colwick.
What are the known commodities besides Martin in the lineup?
Martin is the known commodity, likely at third base. Harrison Ray, senior, played second base all last year. I thought he had an amazing season.
Yes.
I thought he was so, so good. And the game-ending catch he made in Omaha, the diving play behind the pitcher's mound coming in from second, that might have been the play of the season. So he was incredible. Ty Duvall has not been a full participant in everything because he's coming back from an injury, but he will be the starting catcher. So that's a known commodity, and he finally gets his chance as a senior to be the everyday guy. He's been hampered by injuries a lot, had to share time, just didn't have a chance to start a season ever, and I hate to think that he might not be healthy to start this year, but he's a known commodity behind the plate. Cooper Davis started the first couple of months in the outfield last
year. Great player.
Yeah, he'll be in either left or center, presumably your leadoff hitter, too. So he's enough of a known commodity. He had a hip injury last year that shut him down for a while, and by the time he came back, there wasn't a spot for him. So those are really the known commodities. And then you got right field, center field, shortstop, and first base. On the hitting side, it's Carter Young at shortstop, true freshman. Spencer Jones at first base, really, really talented, true freshman. 6'7", lefty hitter. Carter Young's a switch hitter. Yeah, 6'7". So he's filling the hole at first. And then right field and center field right now looks like Isaiah Thomas, who's a sophomore. Played a little bit last year.
He played enough that I feel pretty good about him.
Yeah, he's the incumbent. Somebody would have to pass him in the pecking order for him not to
start. Somebody would have to be pretty good to pass him.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff. Now, the pitching is going to be the headline, right? The guys that you know. And so we know Kumar Rocker is there. Tell us where everybody else fits right now.
Yeah, I had Mason Hickman and Kumar Rocker will both be in the rotation, weekend rotation.
Guys who won big games in the postseason last year for them, they're back.
Winning pitchers in your two College World Series finals wins. I mean, nothing more you can ask for to get those guys back. Unbelievable. Third starter, I think, to start the season will be Jake Eater, who's a junior and a power lefty who could be a first-round pick this year.
So he was more of a short reliever. He was the guy that got the last out.
He pitched those final three innings of the last game.
So he will be a starter this year.
I think so. I think they want to give him that first shot. So I think he'll be the Sunday starter. And then behind them, you got Chance Huff, who's a sophomore, who pitched a little bit last year but didn't pitch a ton in conference games. So he'll be an option. And then you got this great slew of freshmen. You got Jack Leiter, who's the big name.
I was watching his dad on MLB Network last night.
Big name in the class, for sure. Yeah. And he's ready to
contribute. Did he talk about his son?
He did not.
So Leiter, and then Michael Doolin, Sam Loboke, and Nick Maldonado are three other freshman pitchers, all righties, that are going to have roles.
Is Nick Maldonado related to Candy Maldonado? Remember we were growing up there?
Definitely. Is he?
I don't think so.
And not Martin Maldonado, who's a current day catcher.
Is Rocker going to be, when his time is up, is he going to be the number one pick in the draft? So they could possibly.
I think if he pitches well the first 2 months of this season, I think he legitimately could affect competitive balance in Major League Baseball this year. Teams trying to get to number one in a way that we haven't seen before.
Interesting.
For someone to be that sure of a number one pick over a year in advance.
Does he have the chance to be the best player in college baseball this year?
Yes.
Woo. Tim Corbin's no stranger to lots of expectations.
Like I said, they're going to be in good shape.
It'll be interesting to watch the youth and watch the
role definition.
Oh,
it's
going to
be so much more fun. I mean, for me to be announcing those early season games.
But there might be some losses in there where people go, wait a minute, how'd they lose to so-and-so? Because they have to try to let this work itself
out.
But
there's things to be decided, which is the fun part to me.
All right, last thing real quick, and I know you have to go. Well, what can this basketball team, is there anything they can do to fix anything this year?
I mean,
are they going to win a conference game?
They got Missouri at home. They got Ole Miss, which is on the road. Those would be the two I would look at.
So possibly two.
It's a tough situation. I mean, you're starting somebody in Braley Albert who joined the team a month ago.
I had no idea who he was. I was like, who is this guy?
Well, he joined the team, or officially joined the roster at, I think, 2 p.m. on a game day and played in the game that night. And Isaiah Rice, who hadn't made a shot until this year, has played in a lot of games. And he's a good defender, but, I mean, he's a walk-on. You're not playing scholarship players. And John Jossel, who was a team manager the past three seasons, has been getting into conference games. So it's just a short bench. To be sure.
Their highest win probability on KenPom right now for any game is 40%, and that's Missouri.
Yep.
Good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
At Max Herz Talks. You can go follow him on Twitter.
Anchor Down Podcast.
There you go.
On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
Check it out. He does a really good job, and we appreciate him stopping in. We'll come back. Tim Hasselbeck at the bottom of the hour down in Miami. We'll talk Super Bowl 54 with him. More coming here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.